Slava Isusu Hristu do vašeho domu. Dobrý deň. Srdečne pozdrave i vítame vás do našeho kulturného radičného vysielania pro Rusinov iz Pittsburghu. My sme tu každé nedeľa, aby sme hrali najlepšie hudby iz rusinského domoviny a Ameriky i máme pro nás nesmyslno bohatý program. Tiež prezentujeme si najnovšie správy i informácie o Rusinoch kdekoľvek po svita.
Hello and welcome to the Rusin Heritage Program, broadcast each and every Sunday at noon here on your station of nations, WEDO Radio 810 AM. We have important information for you along with a very important announcement, so have your pen and paper handy. We begin our program with Ked Kvitli Ovotsi by Grupa Rosa. All Rusin Heritage programs for the year 2008 can be heard around the world via the internet. At www.c-rs.org, go to the left-hand column to Rusin Radio and click on the program of your choice. The Rusin Heritage program would not be possible without the total committed support of the CRS, but your financial support is very much needed also. So please tell your family and friends, no matter where they may be, to listen to the Rusin Heritage program. Our next song is Ked Ya Poli Chlavichko Zberna by Ensemble Lemkovina.
Chociaż ma ty frajroczku. Mylej trymał w kryżach mu pół, ciepło, a mi to di do serdeńka tiubło. Woliła ja jonek byka, tyż to mi budę jo maćka za ty. Żeby jo matynę kryczała, to ja jo do zajroczki wzięła. Ponesła ona zeleno oczko, spysła jomu jo praworoczko. Jo ruczeńku styskała, to na jo sełem pochladała. Cyłowała ja holikowała, ta jo maty nie poznała. Nie dumajte, że to szybko prawda, bo zajdoczka i trawiczka w doma. Śpiwała szybko siami, znyło lępowicz te cynę fajni. Było sztom śpiwała szybko siami, znyło lępowicz te cynę fajni. Było.
I am saddened to announce the passing of Hiram Monk, Father Theodore Segenack, former prior of the Holy Trinity Monastery in Butler, PA. He was 87 years old. Viewing in the funeral liturgy was at St. John's Church in Lindora. Internment is at the Holy Trinity Monastery Cemetery in Butler, Vichnaya Yemo Pamyat. And also the passing of Father Bruno Astori, pastor of St. Gregory's Byzantine Catholic Church in Upper St. Clair. His funeral liturgy and interment was yesterday. Vichnaya Yem Pamyat.
There is in Pittsburgh a center of spirituality, the Byzantine Catholic Seminary, a center of education and formation for men called by God to serve His people as ordained priests. You can be a part of this. You can support the work of the seminary. You can support these men who are devoting their lives to the service of God's people.
For more information, call 412-231-8383. Next, we have a medley from the Achia Dukija CD. First, a Monica Kondratova, followed by the legendary soloist from Pulse, Andrei Prihoda.
Hej, kebon roli ma. so capire se alzamo lo cuore. Romene divciata, zaciali si abiti, e ia hoia, a ia i samri snam, potru mame rubiti. Я и сам не знам, котру мам любити. Спителемся біте, тівко вам до смаку, Ея-хо-я, обігнати єдна, не на мою дяку.
Ея-хо-я, обігнати єдна, не на мою дяку.
Цифруй, пише, пише, но, но. Так, вона буде моя, примірена жена. Ея-хо-я, котра буде пусти, перша вихвалена.
Ея-хо-я, котра буде пусти, перша вихвалена.
In our last installment of Alexander Brudnikov's article, Russians and Ukrainian Statehood, he asks what are the underlying factors in the Russian conflict. First, it is a conflict due to the Russian minority's wish to realize its right to self-determination in the form of an autonomy. The ancient term Ruthenia reflects an original and profound cultural tradition. Secondly, the conflict stems from the numerous unwarranted territorial tailorings that have fractured the once united nation. Thirdly, there are historical traditions of many centuries of the Russian struggle for national liberation. As a result, the conditions in Ukraine's Transcarpathian region breed a whole range of conflictogenic factors. Factors such as a chaotic ethnic geography involving borders passing across ethnic locales, a prehistory of ethnic tensions, the strategic importance of the region serving as Europe's gas import inlet, the declining socioeconomic conditions, and the solidification of the arbitrary Soviet-era internal administrative borders in the form of borders of newly independent states. Kiev's reluctance in addressing the above issues led to the emergence of the Russian provisional self-government bodies, such as the Russian Parliament. Based on the past historical experience, it can be expected that the Russian movement, which has declared the Russian Republic, but is barred even from a limited national cultural autonomy, will be increasingly colliding with the Ukrainian administration. It is more difficult to predict how far the process will evolve in Ukraine, says Brudnikov, but one thing is clear. The Russian movement, enjoying the support of numerous Russian organizations based in Europe and the United States, is bound to ascend to the global political agenda. Both the popular enthusiasm in the Carpathian region and Europe's concerns over its energy security drive the process in this direction. Russian Parliament leader Priest Dmitry Sidor says, "The transit routes from Russia to Germany traverse the Carpathian area, and Ukrainian transit revenues total about 100 budgets of that of the region. Nevertheless, Transcarpathia is among Ukraine's poorest regions." We'll give you more information about what's going on in Uzhhorod in the next couple weeks. Next, enjoy Roland from Slovakia. This is Kamaratka.
Камарадки самас, амен амен парес камас. Предалеча Йорис, амен розгеламас. Лагеритай на камер, бешунел, обесо, чоро.
camarad, ka camarad, ki sabas.
Now for a very important message to all Rus'n Heritage Program listeners. We're expanding our broadcasting capabilities. In 2 weeks, February 15th, we will broadcast the new Carpatho-Rus'n Society Heritage Program every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. from the studios of WPIT, 7:30 a.m. on your radio dial, which will allow for a much larger live listening audience. Of course, the Rus'n Heritage Program can still be heard anywhere at any time of the day or night over the internet. Please tell your family and friends about the change in station and time on Sunday, February 15th of the Carpatho-Rus'n Society Heritage Program. That's 2:30 p.m. at 7:30 a.m. on your radio dial. Next, enjoy Meni Mamka Kazala by the Transcarpathian Corps.
Разом ходим на роботу і на танці у суботу.
Разом ходим на роботу і на танці у суботу.
Було б все і далі тихо, та спіткало мене лихо. На подвір'я вийшла мати, а Іванко біля хати.
Іванко біля хати.
If your Rus'n roots are from Shadish, Zemplin, Spiš, Aboj, Gemer, or even Uj counties in eastern Slovakia, then get your suitcases ready because the Pittsburgh chapter of the CRS is planning a Rus'n tour of Slovakia. The tentative tour dates are June 23rd through July 2nd, of this year, 2009. We will be visiting Russian-inhabited cities such as Preshow, Medziliborce, Svidnik, Bardejo, Humene, and Snina. We will go to the Russian museums, the wooden churches, and a Russian folk festival. We will visit the birthplace of our national awakener, Father Alexander Dukhnovich. We will see performances by Russian folk ensembles, experience divine liturgies in Russian churches, and enjoy the best Russian music from the best musicians in Slovakia. We will also meet the leaders of the Russian movement and the media. There will be plenty of free time as well as opportunities for souvenir shopping in Preshow and Košice, the second largest city in Slovakia. The 2009 Pittsburgh CRS Russian Tour Slovakia is shaping up to be a very memorable excursion loaded with nonstop Russian events. We're even planning a Vatra. Seating is limited to approximately 30 people, so make your reservations as soon as possible. The cost of this tour will be very reasonable for those on budgets, approximately $2,600 for single occupancy. Visit Russian villages where your ancestors lived and maybe still live today. Maybe you'll find them. You can definitely walk where your ancestors walked. And please, if you're interested in this tour or you want more information about the 2009 Pittsburgh CRS Russian Tour of Slovakia, please call me, Dean Paloka, 412-877-9351, or Jack at 412-331-3124. We're both going to be leading the tour, so if you want to have a great time, give us a call.
As we close with Jack Taddy's We Love Our Steelers, which proved lucky for the Steelers in the AFC Championship game, we hope you have enjoyed today's program, and we thank you for listening and invite you to join us again next week. And just a reminder to please tell everybody about the 15th being at 7:30 a.m. on the radio dial the new Carpathia-Rusyn Society Heritage Program.
This is the year to the Super Bowl. Hail, hail, the gang's all here. Rooting for the Steelers, rooting for the Steelers. Hail, hail, the gang's all here. Rooting for the Steelers now. We love our Steelers, they are the best. We keep on cheering for their success. We love our football, ready to roll. Pittsburgh's the greatest, go black and gold. Pittsburgh's our home team, they make us proud. Scoring a touchdown, the crowd goes wild. The Pittsburgh Steelers, black and the gold. This is the year to the Super Bowl. Hail, hail, the gang's all here. Rooting for the Steelers, rooting for the Steelers. Hail, hail, the gang's all here. Rooting for the Steelers now.
I would again like to thank all who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, engagements, dedications, or want to make a donation, write me Jack Poloka, 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA, 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124, or here at the station at 412-664-4444. Have a wonderful week and be sure to join us again next Sunday at noon for another unique and interesting Wilson Heritage program.
Drahé rusinské bratě i sestry, dovolte nám od srdce poděkovat všem, komu dnes počúvali. Důmáme, že jste si páčili našeho vysílání. Pozýváme vás počúvat sledující neděli od 12 hodin do stanice WEDO na rusinského národnostného vysílání. Choďte zdraví s Bohem.